Welcome to the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast, a show hosted by LeZero, the man of a thousand rants, and Wabbit, the fan favorite. This show details the latest news in the Rocket League scene, esports results, and tips and tricks on how to get better at the game, while sometimes they'll just take a random topic and see where it takes them. Thank you all for listening, and enjoy.
Yes, your ears are broken. This is the ASAP Weekly Rocket League podcast. That was LeZero. I'm Labs. It's the two of us.
I don't remember what you're talking this whole time.
If you can't understand him, that's on you.
Your ears have to be checked. Whoa, what's this? Is this clarity? Yeah, we're back. ASAP Weekly's back. It's us too. This is the episode you've all not been waiting for. I'm just
you've
gonna
all been
preface
so
it.
Excited for.
You've actually been salivating for. Right? We promised it. It's gonna be this episode, just the way the schedule works out. This is the last Wabs episode of Wabs and I episode before the major. Contrary to the schedule, which if any of the crew is listening and the cast and crew is listening to this, they'll be like, "What do you mean?" It says that you guys are together at the end. It's like, no, that's actually it was my typo in my rush to get the calendar out for March. I typoed, and so no, this is the last episode of Wabs and I. Although to be fair, if you want to listen to Wabs and I talk for almost 3 hours about anime, go become a patron. That's you see that transition, Wabs? You see what I
good.
Did there?
That's good.
Yeah, I'm so good at this. Oh my goodness.
You might not have us for the month other than today, but
You can listen to us for almost 3 hours. So free trial for 30 days. I'm being ridiculous. If you really wanted to, okay, if you want to get your bang for your buck, not only do you get the Rocket League show ad free, but you can listen. Actually, no, I guess with the Rob and Kyle episode, you'd have to get the Rocket League patron to get that show ad free. So let me not promise that. You can't get the Rocket League show, a Rocket League Patreon tier to listen to us argue about music, but not really argue about music, just kind of talk about it.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
But if you get the Rob and Kyle show, you can get that 3 hour episode for free, plus all past 40 or something episodes that we have of the Rob and Kyle show, including far too much information about Romance Corner. So
yes.
that's included in there as well. So there
for any Romance Corner nerds that have been missing it, that's where it is.
I was gonna say, it's how far back you're going, right? Because if you start at the beginning, I mean, episode zero is Romance Corner. It just is the essence. It is the anyway, I've talked about this too much. Parasocial relationships. Let's thank our patrons though. If anyone doesn't know, like, Wabs and I have actively made an effort to try to be a little less personally revealing on the show.
I don't know what we're talking about with the two of us.
Well, you've always been that. I want to make it clear that now I've added to it. Okay, I've added to my awareness of making sure, you know, we're not doing any. But if you go through the Patreon and go back far enough, you'll find all the Rob and Kyle shows that you need. Let's thank our patrons who are enjoying the Patreon. I hope. I mean, this is probably the most response we've got for an episode in a while from our patrons. So we've been actually using that Patreon Discord text. Oh my goodness, I am just shilling today. another perk of the anyway. Let me thank Zodiac22, Too Much Space, Chaos Maker, Space Bear, Frank, Awesomeness, Caleb, Raz, Digital Toes, Paint, your boy Hunty, and Young Slug.
I'll be honest, I didn't know if you were deciding on continuing with the R or swapping halfway for the W.
I essentially hit baritone, and then I like, when I went past baritone, I'm like, okay, this is like a monk singing now. So I went all the way into like Lord of the Rings soundtrack, like halfway through there. I still don't
find
know how to spell
the perfect root. Note.
I don't know if that was a perfect note. I just started to hold it at some point. before we get into what you've all been warm, this is for those who don't know the infamous. The combo breaking emblem logo episode. This is it. We're doing part two of that for the major today. Okay, you're gonna want real predictions. You're gonna want real things as to do with the major. You'll have to wait for their next two sets of episodes. But this one will be that. But before we do that, Wabs has some fighting words.
Not quite yet. I have one response and then some fighting.
No,
words.
Stop. Wabs is gonna absolutely dunk on Cursor Messi right now. Okay,
it'll happen. I'm not going to lie about that. It'll happen. But first, I want to talk about something that's, you know, actually in the game that was referenced by people who don't know what they're talking about last episode. And that thing is arrow left bounded to the stop button. They admitted they don't know what they're talking about because they don't have that bound. I do have that bound. I've been using it for like 2 weeks. And the reason that I did it is because I realized that I just don't use directional arrow. And I've been spending the past like 2 years thinking, man, I should really learn how to use directional arrow. And having it on the X button, just fit like X button on the Xbox controller, just didn't feel right. And it wasn't correct. Things were wrong. It wasn't working with my mind. And pressing A in that spot was wrong. So I just never learned it. I honestly never learned it. I'll be honest. I've been a directional air roll, or free air roll, I think is the actual word. Yeah, free air roll user for how many years has it been? 6 years? 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And what are you trying to say, Wabs?
Since I started, I've been a free air roll user, and that's just, it's been rough. It's been the entire time. So when I saw the whole thing with, I think it was Zen, they referred to it from Zen, and like, why does Zen move so different? It's because air roll is bound to a trigger, which is so smart, and I love that, because you can have a proper analog input on your air rolls and then slow down your air roll and do something crazy where you can just continuously jump while keeping your air roll going. It's great. There was that AJ clip, I think, a while ago, a couple weeks ago, that showed him doing it.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really good. I love it. Okay. So because of that, yeah. Oh, it's great. So because of that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. I'll see what happens. If I don't like it, then I'll keep it the exact same way as air roll on X button was. And if I do like it, then bet I'll start using air roll. I started it. I was like, damn, this is a little bit awkward to start. I don't really know what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out. And after like two days, I'm so much, oh my God, it's so good. It's so much more comfortable. I can actually use air roll in the air. I started to do it. It's taken me like 2 weeks to get somewhat comfortable. I'm not going to say that I'm very comfortable with it, but I'm to the point where I can actually spin properly and do full tornadoes, do everything that you need to do with it. It's great. It's actually just so good. If you haven't used an air roll button before, a directional air roll, bound that to your stop button straight up. Your backwards button.
And so, hold on. So your backwards button is arrow left.
Uh-huh.
And is it dual?
Uh-huh. And this is a little tricky thing that Messi brought up and was like, oh, how does that really work? Because this is something that nobody really talked about. And I had to figure out my own personal way to cheat the system, where your half flips are really messed up. Because if you're holding the backwards button and you're trying to do a half flip, like you just do your normal half flip.
Wow, are you not at backwards. A point where you don't have to do a half flip?
You do have to do half flips. Never. I'm not good enough for that.
y'all are get on my level.
let me also say
LaZero 4 years ago, I can do a half flip and I'm better than every platinum player ever. LaZero now, I haven't tried a half flip in 3 years.
You know what I'm hearing from that? I'm hearing that you're not committing hard enough. You're not extending to the point where you should, and you're not testing
greatest,
your limits.
The greatest thing, because I didn't realize like how much an influence we have sometimes on our listeners and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest replay I ever watched, and I think, do you remember who it was? I think it was Mud. What was it? Mudpip?
Mudpip.
Mudpip. And I'm watching Mudpip, and I'm like, Mudpip is like leagues above everyone in this game. Okay, like that he's showing this recording. Like he looks like me when I went to DreamHack and they had me play as bronzes, right? So he's just like, he's like levels above everyone, and he still loses the game because every single time he would overcommit, and instead of just like going back normally, like in the rotation, he'd then like stop and then do the most perfect half flip. Oh, what is it? Half flip? Yeah.
Yep.
And it's just, I'm just watching him like, you are mechanically like out destroying these people. But if you just made a circle, you'd be fine. And like,
me, I'm laughing because I remember this exact clip.
Yeah, and we talked about it too, right? Like, we talked about how like, oh, half flip is such a great tool, right? Which it is. It is, right? But like, ideally, right, you shouldn't be in a position where you have to use, maybe in twos a little more, maybe in twos a little more, but like in threes, the higher level you get in the game, the less, like, unless you've like hit into something or just like as a recovery, you probably don't have to use it as much, right? Like, that's kind of my point. Yeah.
The times where I use half flips the most are off of getting bumped, off of kickoff, and if I mess up my recovery. And I think that's the only times that you should really be using it, where if you just like forget to land with your or even if you do land, like you land backwards with after going up for a ball and you're holding your drift button and it's like, well, now I need to get forward, half flip, good, you're there. But that's really it. Those are the only times that you should do it, because if you're
bumped, or if you're Spider-Man and just mud pip, like just out showing everyone who's boss,
that you're,
you know,
just better. You might get scored on for doing that half flip, but you're
better than you.
We love mud pip, but
yeah.
So yes, half flips are a little bit messed up, and it was really, really annoying trying to learn how to do half flips off of kickoffs. And I spent like 3 days kind of struggling with this and trying to figure out how to fix it. And I ended up getting to the point where I found the spot where you had to cancel it. So when you're doing a back left half flip while you're holding air roll left, what you have to do is put the thumbstick in the bottom right so that it cancels it to roughly a... What number is that? Like 240-ish degrees on a proper circle. So it's bottom left, still a little bit lower on the circle. And that's where your effective thumbstick would be pressed. And if you're doing all of that, then it's like, all right, well, I got my directional, my left half flip, and I'm landing on the boost correctly from the right side. And cool, it's awesome. But if you're trying to half flip in the other direction where you're trying to go right, you can't do that. And it's really annoying. Like you just straight up can't. So I was trying to figure this out, and I spent a little bit of time in free play being like, man, do you just have to let go of the button, like let go of thing and then press the direction and then repress your air roll button on the different thing because you have to have drift on. And I was sitting there thinking, being like, this is way too much of a process. The real way to fix it is just by pressing your free air roll button, because the free air roll button overtakes the directional air roll button. So even if you're holding your left trigger, which is also your air roll button, and holding backwards, by pressing the free air roll button second, what ends up happening is the free air roll takes over and you move in the exact direction of your thumbstick.
So is that the left bumper usually, right?
Yeah, that's my left bumper.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
and that's it.
That's all you need to do. It's just,
that's all you
when
need
you're
to
doing
do.
Your half flips, just hold that left bumper. Got it.
Yep. Just tap it. Which you're gonna do anyway, because you wanna make sure that you're air rolling correctly through it, right?
Wabs, we all know that our whole listenership is now gonna try this. I just want you to know that we're all gonna, this is the reason we're not pro yet.
Yep, this is it. This is the reason we're all not pro.
Now, there's another question that comes from this, and I want to know if you can guess what I'm about to say, Webs.
Which one's better?
You know how I like symmetry, you know? So what would be a question, given that, you know, that little piece of information I just gave you, what do you think I'm trying to get at here?
I think that you should definitely add air roll right to your drive button.
You knew. There it is. You figured it out. That's perfect. Yeah, Wabs, how do we do it? This is the new meta. Okay, this is it.
We figured it out. This is it.
And so then my drive button is what? X?
No, your drive button is still on the right trigger. You have both there. Just like you have your reverse end and arrow left.
Okay, here's a big question. Without actually trying this, what happens when I jump off a wall now?
Which button did you press last?
Anyway, I use the X and the B button on the Xbox controller to directionally arrow. So there you go.
Yeah, that's what I used to do. I think it's fine. I didn't like it, which is why I never got used to it.
There's a funny thing too, because like I think you actually get used to the free arrow button a lot more, just because naturally, like with drifting and stuff, right? Like you're just using it a lot more naturally.
You also tend to learn it first because of like small air roll shots. But you do miss out on some of the capabilities of using a directional arrow button, like tornado spins, like being able to cancel your flips in certain ways. There are some things that you do end up missing out on.
All right,
and I recognized it and took it.
I have a question with this because these are like these random like small improvements that I don't know if me switching to this is ever going to help me. It might, but anyway. Mm-hmm. Do I still, like, tell me, do I still need to learn a speed flip or no?
Yeah. I would say so. I would say that you still need to learn how to speed flip.
Like, to get into GC, you should probably know it. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you need to.
I think, if I want to go past that.
Yeah. I think that you can pretty easily get to, like, probably GC2, I'll be honest, without actually having a speed flip.
Knowing anything and being terrible at the game.
Yes, like absolutely, I can guarantee that. Based on the people I'm playing with. but I think that you can definitely get there without having to use anything, like any sort of speed flips or stuff like that. But where I am, which is like, 1500-ish, in and around that area, most kickoffs end up being speed flips. And that doesn't mean that people know how to control where the ball is going to go, but they do know how to get there fast. So
can I be honest?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's ever speed flipped, I've never felt like they're ever going to score on my net.
So it doesn't actually matter about scoring on the net. That's not the reason that you use a speed flip. The reason that you use a speed flip.
Do you save on boost?
It does save on boost for one. Mm. But getting there first means that you generally have control over where the ball goes. If I, am playing correctly and don't miss my speed flip, then what ends up happening is I'm just able to hit it back left. I'm able to kill it. I'm able to generally beat it and just choose what happens by being there first and being able to, if the other person's doing a front flip or even a diagonal flip, hitting the ball into them in the way that it comes back to me, and then I 50 it out, right? So that's part of what makes it so hard, because you're doing a hit into the person and then beating it through the 50, because you're doing a 50 with advantage, and the way, like, you can decide where it goes, and the other person just has to react, and you also have that extra half second of reaction of where is that person moving around the ball, because I'm at the ball. So do I want to hit this with the front of my car, with the back of my car, with the side of my car, which direction am I flipping? All that other stuff is kind of going on, and as long as you don't mess up, you can control where the ball goes just by being first.
Okay, there you
yeah
go.
Yeah,
that's your advanced corner for the week.
Yeah
Do.
Not advanced corner if you don't know how to do air rolls. And you're like, man, I don't know what button to set this to, and I've never tried. Use it on air or your reverse button. Try it. I think it's worth it, especially if you haven't used them before.
That's someone corner. Asked me I should do my intros again. I'm like, I need to get my guitar. Jeez, because like, I don't know. I do like the intros, but I am thinking it's like I'm someone who'd probably want to do original intros every week if I'm gonna. It's all excuses, okay? All right. All right. I'm just trying to make sure we get the show out on time, okay?
This is what you're asking of him.
That's the next feature of the show, all right? We just record stuff a month in advance so I can hyper edit it, you know?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Just have 3 minutes of jamming sessions.
Jam every time.
Yeah.
Speaking of jamming sessions, are you ready for the jam that we're about to put ourselves into?
I am ready to how do I do this?
Co-host?
Jam up the relationship that I have with Cursor and Messi by calling them out and saying that it's time for real people who know what's going on and can predict correctly to start predicting by the pictures, because they got 90% of their predictions wrong last week.
Yeah, they get 90%. You know, this is the worst thing of a podcast. They don't get called out for anything, right? For a breakdown of what happened last week, we're going to call it right now. Listen to our crew next week, which
Eliza's going to go over it.
Eliza's purported. Eliza's scheduled to be on the show, but we'll see. We'll see. You know,
I talked to Eliza, I think yesterday or the day before. Melt together. And Eliza's planning on ongoing and excited to talk about potentially Zen.
Can I just say, I feel like Eliza, after you guys had the show with Messi, really enjoyed it. And I'm like, I just need to keep putting you three together, apparently. because I think Eliza liked that getup. It kind of felt like the parents were out of town. That's what that episode felt like. anyway. We're going to do predictions. Now, you know, I could just go through the 16 and arbitrarily rank the top 16, but I think a much better prediction, all right, is to see, and obviously you can argue with me about some of these, right? Mm-hmm. Is to go, we'll go group by group, which three teams are making it out,
mm-hmm.
and we'll have an order, and then we'll actually go through playoffs, quarters, semis, and grand finals, and see how close we are.
Okay.
If people remember this episode in a month, I might have to write it down, or maybe not. Who knows? Okay, so we're going into the major. These are the predictions. The correct tier list, the ultimate tier list for predictions. Because we did anime top 10 on our Patreon, right? So now it's for the esports top 16. Okay. Group A has FaZe Clan, G2 Esports, Crew Esports, and Juwen. And now, mm-hmm. before I get into which is, you know, the winningest logo, sorry, the winningest team, based
yep.
entirely not on the logos. That's
of course saying, right? Not. We would never do that.
This is 100% very serious. Accurate.
Mm-hmm.
What I am going to do is I have right clicked and opened a new tab for each of the team's home pages. Just so I can really get a good sense, you know.
Okay. Okay.
Of these, I'm gonna click on the image and look at that. Click on the image on Liquipedia. Oh, look at giant images. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you say right click on the name and then open a new tab?
Yeah.
You don't just middle click the hyperlink.
Middle click the hyperlink. Are you gonna shame me for not doing that?
Yes, I am shaming you for not doing that.
That's okay.
If you don't have a middle click button, then sure. But
I learn something new every day. I've never felt more like a boomer until you said that right now. I just want you to know.
Good. Did you know that you can middle click the tab and close it?
Okay, don't give me this kind of power. That's terrible. That's a terrible idea. I now have to reopen it. All right.
You can press Control Shift T to reopen it.
Control Shift T. All right.
I'm changing this man's life.
For reference, I do know how to code or go through a computer system in PowerShell, so in a command prompt. So.
Listen, I thought you said you didn't want to sound more like a boomer.
It's okay. I accept my privileged position of being the last year for millennial, being birthed the last year for millennials.
Okay.
Everyone younger than me is a child, and everyone older than me is a boomer. I exist in the middle plane of existence. Okay. All those apps you guys are using now, I was still in high school when they came out. Okay. And I wasn't the person trying to be cool with Vine, you know, a couple of years later.
I've heard that Vine was great, but I never used it.
It's funny because you're definitely the age group that would have used Vine.
A lot of people around me used Vine.
Yeah. Speaking of Vines, let's
climb
let's
on
swing
in.
On in here. Uh-huh. We're both on the same page here. So the four teams from the group A, and we have to choose the top three. We have FaZe Clan, we have Gamers First, we have Crew, and we have G2 Esports. Now, right off the bat, if I were to just blind guess, okay, who is definitely the team that's going out this fourth here, based entirely on their results, I mean their logos, is Gamers First. Just if I took a blind test, all right, we'll call it the sniff test. I like to call it the eyeball test. I would put definitely number four here, Gamers First.
Okay.
Your game. It's not even good graffiti. What you doing? Okay, what's your rebuttal to that?
My rebuttal is, do we think that G1 or G2 is better? I think that's the big question. Do we think that the two is supersedes or the two is second?
I think regardless of your lettering, if you are a samurai, I don't care how weeaboo you are. I believe you beat grade one graffiti. That's my opinion. I don't know how you want to take it.
Okay.
But I think the generic test wins here. I think generic logo wins here. Generic clean logo wins over bad logo.
Okay. I'll take that for now. But can we come back to this after doing the other three?
Sure, because sure.
I think you'll come back and look at this mind. And be like, wow, this is such a breath of fresh air.
Speaking of breath of fresh air, I think, so to counterpoint my counterpoint, okay, spray can to the face of a samurai would be quite effective.
Ooh, that would be so really effective.
We'll have to keep that in the back of our mind. Speaking of G2 Esports, it's a cool logo. Samurai's a little overdone, okay? Like, I get the fascination, but a little overdone, okay?
I'm okay with Crew. It. They do it well, and there's no other samurais that have, like, full samurai headgear while also having a scarred face, which is just kind of cool.
But how good is your headgear if you have or is a scarred mask, I guess?
Okay, scarred mask. Let's say scarred mask. That looks like a samurai face if you don't see the G2. That's a good logo. I like that logo a lot.
Crew. Sorry, I was gonna say is the actual team Crew from where I think they're from? No. Okay. Interesting.
Where are they from? I don't actually know.
No. I was gonna think, okay, because this just like screams either Nordic or like German heavy metal band. Like that's what this logo screams to me. Okay. With the U with the two dots. I don't know what you're thinking. I think just for the fact that they went for that aesthetic, like I think they're winning. Okay. I'm putting Crew First here. And FaZe Clan, really? Actually for all of these, okay. I mean, I'm not a hater of MS Paint, okay? But enough said.
Yeah, okay. So for FaZe Clan, let me just say that it's backwards F and forwards F, and that's the only way that you can correctly see this logo. Anything else is just wrong. It's just backwards F and forwards F. And I don't see why they want to talk about FF. Like, why are they trying to forfeit here? Are they trying to forfeit? Do they just want to get out?
Yeah, okay. I think I might put them fourth. Yeah, I think we're in agreement. We're putting FaZe Clan at fourth. Now, you might be saying, well, didn't you just say that G1 should be fourth, right? Because of the spray can thing, right? You're like, that makes sense. But now that I'm thinking of the spray can, I'm like, the one thing that this FaZe Clan logo could use
is some spray paint. Yep.
There you go.
Okay. I honestly think the spray paint isn't bad. I'm going to go back to G1. I think the spray paint isn't bad. I think it's cool that they did like the full uppercase G and mixed it with the one. I think that's a little bit innovative. And
counterpoint, it kind of looks like C1.
But that just means that you don't know how to write a G.
No, it just means it has like the, you know, like the one that has like the bottom
line. No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's a full uppercase one and a full uppercase G.
No, I know that, but it looks like C1.
I think that just means that you don't know what a G is.
I think the fact that they blend together is
I think that's the genius of it.
Okay.
I also don't personally love Crew's logo. I think that if Crew had kept with the theme of just the bars going down, that would be really good. But they cut off the last two bars and connected them, and I think that was a mistake. Mm. I think I put Crew as second. As third.
We have to be in agreement. Crew, so that's third. The one rule of this. We have to be in agreement for the future bracket part of this. Okay.
Okay. What are your thoughts on G2?
I'm going to think about it. So are we putting G2 first then?
I like G2.
Okay, we can put G2 first. I think G2 is going to suffer from it's a cool logo, it's slick, okay, a little bit edgy, but I think it's going to suffer from main character syndrome, where at some point it's going to be generic. We'll see. But I think it passes the group test.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're agreeing G2 Esports first and FaZe Clan last.
FaZe Clan last.
You've convinced me. Mm-hmm. I will put G1 second.
All right, I'll take that, and then Crew third.
Mostly because I think the Crew, if they wanted to really go the Nordic heavy metal 7/4, you know, time signature,
they should
band,
have just done death metal.
I think they need some more metal. I think some silver. I think they need some some more scaling. It's a little too generic. I like the font, but they need a little more.
I think my biggest issue with it is that it's legible. You can see that it says KRU with two dots above, and if you're trying to go for like a heavy metal, you might as well go all the way to death metal. And if you're doing Swedish death metal, you should not be able to read it.
There it is. There's our reasoning. So that is Group A out of the way. Okay, we're going into Group B here. So Group B, and we're going to probably go a little bit faster this goes on, because especially I think the most more interesting thing is when we actually get the playoffs. So we're gonna try to go a little bit faster here. Okay. Let me use that new trick, which I was just taught, of middle clicking all of these. You know what's even worse?
I think KC's last.
Hold on. what I was gonna say is I'm gonna tell this to people now, this middle click thing.
Uh-huh.
And they're gonna think I'm wow, look at you. Much technology, wow. And I just think that's funny. I just want you to know that.
I've done this. You're welcome.
Okay, so like Carmen Core is kind of going, I feel, between like superhero logo mixed with like favorite syrup brand, you know?
Yeah.
So here, let's see what the other ones are, okay?
Vitality. There's not enough legibility with KC. It looks like a Y. That's my hot take. It looks like a Y.
Maybe okay, hold on. Like let's go to the other ones, and then we'll decide 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe that's how we'll do it. We'll just explain what we think of all of them, and then only if we get into arguments do we have to pit them against each other. Okay. Vitality.
I like
bugs,
the Scarab Beetle vibe. Yep. It's cool. I like it. It's a Scarab Beetle. It's a little bit boring since they got rid of yellow.
Is it Egyptian enough? Is what I wanted.
What this gives me the same vibes as the golden scarab from Aladdin, even though it doesn't look at all the same, and I think that's why I like it.
Okay, then we have Dignitas with their ghost.
Alien is great, top tier.
Alien ghost, whatever.
Yep, it's an alien.
Astro Boy's evil twin. That's a reference. That's a reference. Team Falcons, I actually like the logo.
Also really good.
Okay, so I think we can just do this. I think it's fair. We'll just go Team Falcons 1. You with me?
Okay, but do Falcons beat Aliens? Not just in look, but in terms of like the Falcons definitely beat the Scarab Beetle because they just that's just food. But do they beat aliens? That's my question.
You got me with this one.
Right?
But
mm-hmm.
is this a fierce looking alien?
No, it's kind of friendly.
Or is this adorable sidekick character to your favorite anime?
You know what? That's a good point. That's a good point. The Falcons would be ruthless against the secondary.
Main character energy of the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I think we go Falcons, Dignitas.
Yep.
Vitality and Carmen Corp. Yeah.
Yep. I'm going to say this right now. If G2 and Dignitas go up against each other, G2's main character energy could not hurt the secondary character of Dignitas's alien. So Dignitas wins.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my take.
We'll see how our bracket's set up. Because here even tells me which groups I'm going to place where. So,
yep.
So it'll be good. We'll do it. Okay, moving on to Group C here. Okay, so we got Team Secret, Team Liquid, Ground Zero Gaming, and Gaming Gladiators. So Team Secret, there's definitely some Illuminati, what you have it.
Yep.
Going on there.
The power of the world, but
then horse. We have a knight, then we have a horse, but it's like horse. A knight horse. Toxic energy drink.
Mm-hmm.
And
Stonewall. Oh, it's a little, it's like it's a helmet.
It's a helmet. Yeah, it's like G2's logo except Gladiator.
Roman. Yeah,
I think I would kind of want them to go through just so they can fight G2 at some point, and then we can have like Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to say right now, so the problem with Illuminati Team Secret here, okay,
mm-hmm.
is like, I think if they had the right matchups with the other logos here, I think they'd probably like easily take it. But I'm thinking like Ground Zero Gaming energy poison drink logo style. I mean, like, what are you going to do? To an energy drink, okay? Like, what? How are you gonna harm it? Okay.
I think that's
actually. I've changed my mind. Zero Gaming definitely has the worst logo.
Yeah.
So Zero Gaming, number four. Then I think we go with Gladiator.
I don't think that secrets are any power over a gladiator. I don't think the Illuminati...
They've already been stripped of their humanity, so, like, what more could you do, though?
But the Illuminati would have control as the upper class, like the hidden upper class that puts them as in the the Colosseum?
Yes. And then, but then they would lose to Team Liquid, because we all know
that the horses beat the gladiators. Thing
more scary than the Illuminati is the horse Illuminati. So... So by that definition, are you with me here? Okay, so Team Liquid 1, Team Secret 2, Gladiators 3, and Ground Zero 4.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yep. I like where we went with that. Okay. Then we're the last group. Okay, we're definitely going to have to start. I think this will really start to, like, I think once we, like, start pitting them against each other, I think this will start going.
Yeah, so, we're just explaining what they are first. We gotta make sure we explain.
I just realized we have more time than I thought we did. So we're actually good. We have plenty of time. I just know like these. Okay, so we have
some G's. Yep, some G's. Same problems as FF. It's like GG. All right, go next.
just a star.
I think the star is kind of fun. It's a star. I'm a little partial to space things, but it's a star.
Okay, so you know how like we liked what's the word? We liked Groupie. the horse from the other one from Team Liquid. Pioneers has like
a better horse.
It definitely is the alpha. Okay,
yep, it's alpha just a energy. Better horse.
it's a bigger horse. I think
it's got
I think
a fancier main.
I think Pioneers won. You with me?
Yep, fully agree.
Then we have a star.
Actually, you know what?
Algebra.
You know what horses would probably lose to?
What?
The constellation of a horse.
And you know what horses would also lose to?
Mm-hmm. Not horse having power. Oxygen.
Horsepower. No, oxygen is actually just algebra. It's O. It's O times G.
Oh, it's O times G. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think constellation of stars. Astrology definitely better than math. Okay, so we're, mm-hmm. we're putting complexity. Big complexity group. Number one. Complexity number one.
Yep. Pioneers number two.
Pioneers number two. And then...
I think GG go next is GG go next.
Yeah, logo. Yeah, you're out. Okay. Yep. Gen G, out of here. Okay. Yep. Gen G four, oxygen three. Okay, and now we have our bracket set up.
All right.
So we can actually start getting to things here. So... And then, like, obviously, we'll repeat these as we go through this. But round one is Group B, second place. So we chose Group B, second place. Was it Dignitas?
Dignitas.
Dignitas versus Group D, third place, which was the one Oxygen? We just did.
OXG.
Oxygen.
No shot.
Oxygen versus Dignitas. Oh, that's
no
easy.
Shot.
Easy.
Yeah, Dignitas, easy as dub. That's a 4-0.
Easy as dub. And let's just go right away here. Like let's go right into the next like the buy here, just so we can set up our semi. It'll just go a little faster, I think, this way.
Okay.
So we can set up our semis. And then who would they
It happens. It's Group A first place, which was the Samurai of G2. The match versus
Dignitas. So Dignitas wins, is what you're telling me.
Dignitas wins. They can't. G2 cannot.
I mean, what's Samurai going to do against the alien? Yeah.
Like
spirit animal.
You can't. You can't. Dignitas has to take that easy. It's like,
okay, so Dignitas should win.
G2 should win by all of the numbers. They're stronger. They're the main character. They're just better. But they can't hurt their best friend, Dignitas, and they would sacrifice themselves. The alien
so
takes
I just
it.
Want you to know, Waps, if any of these predictions, if any part of this list works, I'll be very happy. So there you go. Dignitas and semis. Perfect. Then the next, we have Group C, second place, which we chose was Secret.
Secret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Group C. And there we're against...
Crew, I believe.
Hold on.
Group A, third place.
Yes, Crew, right, because we kicked out, right? So we got Swedish death metal, even though it's a Brazilian team, against the Secret. Okay, if there's one people that would be unaffected
by the Illuminati,
by some secret organization, it'd be a heavy metal band.
It would be a heavy metal band. That's true. Yeah. Yep. If it was just the Swedes, Illuminati takes it, but it's specifically Swedish heavy metal. They're separate.
The power of brutal legends.
This is the one matchup that Crew could probably take.
Jack Black is the lead singer. Illuminati be gone. Okay. We're here. Okay. Nope. So Crew then face Group D first place, which is
complexity
game. So a heavy metal band can shoot for the stars, like a death metal band, and they can get a lot of niche popularity.
But they can
never really get started. Yeah, they can't reach the stars. So complexity going through. So it'll be our semis, and we'll leave it here for now. We'll be Dignitas against Complexity. We'll call it the
space battle.
outer space bracket. Perfect. And then we have So then we're going to the lower part here. Group A, second place, which we chose was
G1,
against Group C, third place, which was Gaming Gladiators.
Ooh.
So I think on the basis of spray painting the gladiators in the face and blinding them and then trying to choke them with a spray paint can, G1 could make it through. However, I am open to counterpoints to that.
I think that if you spray paint a gladiator, it does two things. It makes them angry, and it makes them look cooler.
Ooh.
Which just really gives it every single way to the gladiators.
Okay, so with that in mind, we now are giving gladiators the spray can buff, the coolness factor buff. So it's no longer generic gladiator. I'm a customizable character in a video game gladiator. Okay, so
they got the spray paint.
They got a spray paint buff. Okay. So, so we're giving them +1 spray paint buff.
Yep.
And they're up against Group B first place. which we chose was Team Falcons.
Ooh,
this is a good matchup, eh? So we got spray paint with the spray paint coolness factor gladiator buff against Team Falcon. Now, here's the counterpoint. The spray paint might not help in this particular situation because it's a lot easier for the Falcons to you know, pick at you when you're a giant red all over them. Yeah.
Let's go a little bit off script here. And what about the possibilities that the gladiators do two things again, as is tradition with them, where what they do is they take the Falcon and make themselves look cooler. They have the spray paint buff, and now they have a Falcon perched on their shoulder.
They're literally not okay. We talk about main character energy, and before we're thinking more like anime TV show, but they have main video game character energy, and they're able to acquire with
every single battle.
Goodness. So by what they feast on, what they absorb, they have gained more power. I'm with you. So the gladiators now have spray paint and Falcon buff. Be a tough
I don't think this is beatable. That's rough.
We've definitely set up a Mary Sue here out of nowhere. Actually, it can't be a Mary Sue because they've had some tough ones. They had some tough fights.
They've gone through some tough fights.
All of a sudden they're Jeski powering up now. So it's a little bit of complexity in the beginning where it's like, oh, there's a little bit of difficulty. And now it's like, oh, you just keep getting stronger, don't you? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll see how they do. So they're making it to semis. Then we have Group D second place. So that's
Pioneers.
So Alpha Horse against Group B third place.
The Beetle. Vitality.
Yeah. Bugs. Horses hate bugs. And
horses,
if anything,
do hate bugs.
The more muscles you have and the bigger you are, the more annoyed you are by very small annoying objects or insects.
I think a scarab could do some damage to a large horse.
And then because it's a golden scarab, make them flee. Not only to make them flee from that, there's also blinding effects.
Oh, there
and
is
possible
effects.
Egyptian power. So
I think they have to save that for the finals if they make it though.
Well, it has to depend on what their opponent is, okay?
True.
Which we know what their... Well, we'll see. So we're putting Vitality going through, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me not get them ahead of myself here. Yeah. And they're going up against Group C first place, which we chose was...
Liquid, I think.
Did we choose Liquid?
I think it was Liquid, wasn't it? Because Secret
was
second.
Based on previous experience...
It's the exact same matchup, but easier.
Yeah, because they now have experience against horses, so they have a +2 experience buff.
Yep.
they are now super effective against horses. So anything related to horses in future rounds may help them. We will see. We'll get there in a second. So for those keeping track at home here, semifinals we have Dignitas against Complexity Gaming in the upper bracket. And we have Game and Gladiators against Team Vitality in the lower bracket.
And don't forget, so let's start with the Game and Gladiators does have both the Falcon and the spray paint buff.
Yes, and Team Vitality has +4 against horses right now.
Okay. which might come into play.
It may or may not. We haven't decided yet.
Yep.
Okay, so now we're going in here.
The space battle. So,
before we go into space, but I just want everyone to pause for a moment, okay? What would Combo say? Just let that sink in for like 10 seconds. All right, so getting into the galaxy.
Moving on.
I'll just let you think about that, you know? why did Combo leave the show? It was that one faithful episode where they took the emblems of every... No, I'm kidding. I have to do it again. And then we'll do it again. Who will leave the show this time? Anyway, we'll see what people think of this episode. I also, how about this? Let me throw this in here. For those who've made it this far into this this part of the episode, I am very interested to hear counterpoint or counter opinions, or maybe giving me a top your emblem of choice for winning and why, or maybe different things you would have liked to see in the bracket. So maybe when we go into semis here, if you would have liked to see a different outcome, tell us why in the general. There you go. Okay, so we got the Stars versus the Dignitas alien.
Yeah.
What are we thinking, Mabs?
So because this is an alien, that we're going to assume that this is all taking place on Earth. I'm happy to make that assumption. An alien being here probably means that they have the power to travel through the stars, i.e. space travel. And we all know that at some point, to get to a level where you're able to traverse the stars and like have a proper abilities of interstellar travel, you really do have to harness the power of the star itself, like your home star and any other stars that you come into contact with. So I think that Dignitas, having prior experience with dealing with the stars, overcomes by doing what they had done prior.
So counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. Please.
We're all Stardust.
Uh-huh.
And all matter is Stardust. We're all just materials. So Complexity gaming is so complex that it just is everything else. Counterpoint to that. Mm-hmm. I believe the Dignitas logo is not only just an alien, but it's also a ghost alien. And I think by having +5 with Supernatural gives you a leg up over the material world that everything was made. And that for that reason, I think Dignitas beats Complexity Gaming.
Okay. Everything except for ghosts was made from Stardust.
Yes. According to our lore.
Yep.
To our lore. What was that thing before the thunderstorm that you've confirmed but still haven't told me about?
The thing about the mountain.
Oh, that the gods of the Greek gods exist in our lore. Anyway. Was that it? I keep fishing.
No, it wasn't. That was not what it was.
I'll find out one day. For reference, go to the ASAP Weekly Christmas special for an adventure, which is coincidentally our most listened to show in quite a while. Actually, I don't know if it is because I believe, I don't know if this episode before that or episode after that is actually more listened to. So that's interesting. It's interesting. I don't know what that means. Maybe they listen to that show and then listen to a Rockley episode. I don't know. Maybe the review show did better. Speaking of review, let's review where we're at with what I like to call, if we had the galaxy conference on one side, on this side we have the we like to get bonus buffs in our video games on the other side.
The growth. Yep, the growth tier.
Yeah, the growth tier. So we have gladiators with a falcon.
And spray paint
against Beetle with +4 against horses. So okay, right away, I think the bonus spray paint is a big plus. I think you can use it to try to get the beetle, get rid of the golden gleam, try to hit it, you know, with the spray paint.
Okay.
Bonus points if you can find fire, you know, make a blowtorch out of it. Falcon, specifically the falcon, I don't know how much it helps.
That might actually be a really big buff, though.
So let's stop here. So Team Falcons, originally we said they'd beat Team Vitality, right? Because Falcons beat Beetles, right? Or Scarabs. I keep saying Beetles. Scarabs, right? Now, my counterpoint to that is we did say that Team Vitality got a +4 horse bonus. But because they reach level 2... In the +4 horse bonus, they also get a +2 versus animal bonus.
Oh, just generic animal. You know what? That's fair. I don't hate that. That's correct. That does happen.
So any positive the Team Falcon, I think the Falcon just cancels out because of that bonus. Okay. So it's a net neutral.
Yeah.
So we have to find out.
I'd also like to note that because they're gladiators, there's a half decent chance that maybe they don't know what team they're going up against and they come in riding a horse. Having gone on a win streak, they got like they are a gladiator, and there's definitely some commonality among gladiators and riding horses. So maybe that plus four horse bonus does actually come into play as well.
So in order to officially declare whether or not the gladiator rolls on a horse, is it plus 10 or minus 10 here on a roll 20 die?
Wait, what?
You're going to give me over 10 or under 10?
Oh, okay. I'll say under 10 is...
So under 10 means he brings the horse?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me roll it. It is 13.
Okay,
so
they don't come in on a horse.
The gladiator does not come into the horse. Now, counterpoint, because the gladiator's in stables a lot, he does have horse smell. And so okay, Team Vitality unlocks, we'll call it bonus aura, a bonus aura point here, okay? Mm-hmm. Because of previous defeats of teams that have horse logos, it gets an aura whenever it senses horses are around. It gets every stat plus one buff.
All right, so it gets the plus one. It gets the mitigated version.
Plus one in everything, though, not just specific bonuses.
Mm. So this is an aura. They upgraded twice with that. They got the special version of the plus four horse, where they got the additional level up, which gave them plus two to all animals, and then also the plus horse adjacent things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But gladiators, not only do they have the spray paint bonus at this point, right? Still going for mm-hmm. them. They also have what I like to call a intrinsic a bloodline bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
A job bonus
from it's actually a profession. It's because of the fact that they are class gladiator. Okay.
Okay.
Every fight they survive, they also get a survival bonus.
Yep, that makes sense. That's true.
Because they are still alive and they're gladiators.
Okay, this is definitely going in a head-to-head battle right now.
Yeah.
Do the Golden Scarabs take out their trump card? I'll tell you what it is after, if you don't know.
The Golden Scarabs...
Because this matters, and this would certainly take it over and overcome
roll 20
the,
roll
the
20 what are we doing, what are you doing, roll 20, this is the only way we can solve this.
It's got to be over 10. If it's over 10, then they will take out the trump card. If it's not over 10, then they'll have saved it and wasted the possibility,
and they might lose and not mm-hmm. be able to use it in the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what did you say
over
again?
10 they do it.
They rolled the 13.
It's a 13.
Lucky number 13.
Okay. They take out the trump card. The scarab flies into the ground, into the sand, and it rises as the giant lion from Aladdin. And we all know how lions versus gladiators go. We all know that battle. The lion just takes over. Gladiator can't win.
Counterpoint.
Uh-huh.
Counterpoint, the gladiators have spray paint.
They do have spray paint.
And they spray the lion size.
But this is a giant sand lion.
Okay, you're right. Okay. Team Vitality makes it through. So we're predicting. This is the official ASAP prediction, okay? Ignore whatever uh-huh. they say next week or the week after. This is it.
Doesn't matter.
This is what the major is going to come down to. Mm-hmm. Dignitas versus Vitality in the final.
As second and third in group B.
So I'm not saying we write the script, but it could just be faded that we're correct here. What I think is great, no matter what percentage of things we get right, I think we'll at least get 20% of it right, you know, 10% more than our predecessors.
True.
Okay, Dignitas, Team Vitality, so they use their trump card. The good thing is that sand wouldn't affect the alien anyway. So, mm-hmm. so,
or but lion. It was magic sand, so we have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. So now we have ghost alien versus golden scarab, who has lost the power of the gods.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. No longer can reach the Cave of Wonders.
But maybe the lack of being able to reach the Cave of Wonders makes makes the Scarab not believe in ghosts.
Is this a belief fight?
Power of the non, because what you believe is stronger, his belief in the non-belief of ghosts existing.
Just simply refusing to accept that their enemy in front of them exists. Would that cause the enemy in front of them to disappear?
To no longer to cease to exist. However, alien, by the sheer factor of, we'll say, extraterrestrial,
mm-hmm.
does get +1 point doubt, like a +1 hit, all right, on the Scarab,
okay.
Because okay. It's something it's never seen before. So it's it's very material. It's very real body. Makes the Scarab, we'll say, question
okay,
its
okay.
beliefs.
Actually, you know what? Let's go back a little bit.
Okay, here it is. This is the final round. We got it.
This is the final round. We have to look at the prior buffs.
Okay.
The aliens of Dignitas, the ghost aliens of Dignitas, had just defeated the star that was Complexity. Mm. And as we know, the whole argument that you had was that everything was made of stardust. We are all stardust. Mm-hmm. But that didn't affect the alien ghost of Dignitas.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that the alien ghost of Dignitas could not take on that stardust and then have its own physical body after taking over the stardust. I think it now has a corporeal body to exist.
So by the Dignitas logo splitting in half and its yellow glow and its alien part becoming two entities and revealing itself to the Scarab. The Scarab shines very, very brightly. And we're going to call it, in its own confusion, it hurt itself in its own confusion.
It doubted its own doubt.
Yes, and blew up into a million pieces of inaction.
Yep. And finally.
And therefore, Dignitas.
The alien ghosts of Dignitas take the day.
Andy, Dries, Evo. We call it here first.
Yep.
People are going to say, they're going to prove you wrong. It's like, do not worry. Okay. Because you are two beings of supernatural state that have become corporeal. Uh-huh.
Yep. You gained your corporeal body and you still have your ghost nature
of people or things or insects on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore you shall win.
Yep. They're able to take it over. And don't forget, the only reason that the alien ghost with a new corporeal body of Dignitas is now able to take this was because of the prior sacrifice of their best friend, G2, Samurai, who could not fight the Dignitas alien out of respect and out of love for that little alien friend.
And as a main character who sacrifices itself.
Mm-hmm.
For the good of the plot.
Yep.
And
gave the power.
And true to the samurai spirit of self-sacrifice for others. Upon the winning of Dignitas, because they are not the main character, they shall use their ghost body
the second
to
body.
Reincarnate G2 Esports. And actually, it will be G2 Esports that shall win the tournament. And Dignitas shall be second. You heard it first.
Out because of the nowhere. Main character
is the main character.
The real winner was recreated with the corporeal, or from the corporeal body that was stolen from the star of Complexity.
Yeah. Yes.
And Dignitas returns to their ghost form, having won the battle, but gives up the victory to G2.
Yes, because the main character has to win.
The main character has to win, even after their sacrifice. I think that's a really good story. I like the storyline. I hope it happens.
Anime twist.
Yeah. That's what
I think that's my promo for this week.
Top 10 anime twists?
No. It'll just be something like... you think you know where we're going with it. <don't>. That'll be my Twitter post or my Discord message. There you go.
Perfect. I'm happy with that. That's a solid ranking.
You know where we're going with it, but you don't. I think what's even greater is like people are gonna think like that part of it that I like post is like every time we just do like the bonkers ideas, but no, it's the ending that you can never predict.
It never ends. There's always one more twist.
You know what's even perfect? You know, perfect with the twist. It makes a lot of sense.
It does. We made a good storyline here. I'm happy with this. Nobody can tell me otherwise. I'm happy.
There it is. All right. And with that, your homework should you choose to accept it this week. Yeah, we're going out here. Okay, we're not lingering. This is it. You got what you came for this episode. Should you choose to accept it is to write down, like make out our bracket. I want a detailed infographic as to what happens, we said today.
Or you can do your own and see if you disagree. I'll add that. Have your own little...
No, make our infographic for us. And no, you can make your own graphic. As long as you make ours as well.
Yes. Extra credit.
For my own sake of laughing for all of 3 seconds and then never look at it again. Be like, oh, this is amazing. Yes.
Just like real homework. Exactly. Oh.
I just laugh a little bit. And then I just like real homework. Anyway, have a great one. This is a fun episode. See you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.